How many times have you heard about, well, my teacher had to buy the pencils? Well, here's all the pencils in the world you want.
Senator Chris Butter says he has a company that has volunteered to buy all the pencils for elementary schools in Utah. Under one condition, the company's name can be printed on all of them.
Private industry is just chomping at the bit to help us out. We're crying we don't have enough money. And we turn our back on this tremendous source.
Butter says he wants to run a resolution that would make joint partnerships with private industries more useful. But House Minority Leader David Litvak says that is not what corporations are really there to do.
We have, as policymakers, a responsibility, a constitutional responsibility, to adequately fund education, to make sure all our students are getting what they deserve from our neighborhood schools. Okay? That's not necessarily the responsibility or the constitutional responsibility of corporate America.
Still, Butter says his main concern is Utah school children. And with education funding on the chopping block this year, he sees no reason why even entire schools couldn't be paid through corporate sponsorship.
I think you could get people to build schools. Literally build your school. And instead of calling it after some educator, which I'm not knocking that, but they didn't contribute anything, it becomes the XYZ school building. What's wrong with that? There's no strings attached except that name's there.
Taco Bell Elementary School. Nothing against Taco Bell, but is that really the message that we want to send kids? Is that really what we want schools to become, about naming rights? No, it's about creating critical thinkers, about creating future workforces. I think this cheapens education.
Despite his opposition, Litvak says after serving in the legislature for 10 years now, he has seen crazier ideas pass and become policy. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.